SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we get ready to head to Montego Bay for the Caribbean MSME Conference set for July. And later, a Child Month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Looking to enhance your professional skills and competences with training of the highest quality? Then apply today to the Justice Training Institute, JTI. JTI offers certificate courses in computer applications, CSEC math and English, financial crimes investigation, courtroom protocols and procedures, diplomas in paralegal studies, court reporting, and more. For more information, call 928-4624, visit us at Fort Camp Road, or go to the website jti.edu.jm. The Justice Training Institute, training for improved performance.
The Small Business Association of Jamaica, in conjunction with the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, will host the inaugural Caribbean Micro, Small and Medium-Sized Enterprise MSME Conference as part of efforts to develop partnerships with other small businesses within the region. The event, to be held from July 19 to 21 at the Hilton Rose Hall Resort in Montego Bay, will bring together stakeholders to discuss legislation, economic growth, financing, trade and investment, with the specific objective of shaping opportunities for regional small business associations. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Donovan Stanbury, says more Jamaicans are tapping into the world of small businesses and the government is working to make provisions for their growth.
We are rationalizing our approach in terms of how we deal with, from the government side, financing to the sector. We have the great JBDC, which has been providing business support and development support to our businesses. And frankly speaking, we need to expand that network.
The conference will be held under the theme Collaboration for Caribbean Sustainability. Booth spaces and registration forms are available. Email CONFMSME, that's CONF, short for conference, MSME at gmail.com. Or call the Small Business Association of Jamaica at 978-9191 or 579-9431.
Want to see amazing Jamaican art? Visit the 2017 Jamaica Visual Arts National Exhibition at the Jamaica Conference Center, downtown Kingston, May 7 to August 18, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday to Friday. You will be amazed by the paintings, sculpture, ceramics, and drawings. Admission free. So stop by with a friend and walk the halls and even purchase a piece of art. Sponsored by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Jamaica Conference Center, and KSAMC, a Jamaica 55 event.
The second goal of our country's National Development Plan is to offer world-class education and training. Learn more by visiting vision2030.gov.jm or call the PIOJ at 960-9339. Time now for a Child Month tip. Arrange games nights and activity days with your children. Have a picnic. Go to the zoo. Whatever you do, make every effort to spend time with them as much as possible. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. On our community notice board, Rise Life Management Services, in association with the European Union, is inviting the public to participate in a free Child Month expo and concert under the theme Finding My Voice, to raise awareness about the prevention of sexual abuse against children. It will be at the Emancipation Park on Wednesday, May 31, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. And the Accountant General's Department will be closed to the public on Monday, May 29, to facilitate relocation from the Public Building West to 2 to 4 Church Street, Kingston. Limited services will be offered on Tuesday, May 30 and Wednesday, May 31 at the new location. Full service will be restored on Thursday, June 1. The Accountant General's Department may still be contacted at 922-83207. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for tuning in. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.